We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah J at Fan Expo.
Hello, again, Fan Expo.
Very excited to be with a guy I've been a fan of since seeing him in Clerks back in 94, Mr. Jason Mewes. How's it going, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for mentioning 94, man. Making me feel older and older as each day goes on. Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
That's good.
I'm thinking, oh, my God.
People will be like, hey, man, I saw Clerks when I was in high school, and now they're like 30. I'm like,
oh, geez.
It is what it is, though. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to start off. I love Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. Watched it, like, religiously on the Space Channel here in Canada.
Yeah.
And I have to know, because it's a Canadian production, did they approach you for the role of Jimmy the Janitor? How did that come to be?
A gentleman named Jim Jackman, who worked on Degrassi. I met him when Kevin and I did Degrassi.
Right.
He was friends, and I think sort of worked with Aircraft Pictures, which was the production, Andrew Rosen and the other Andrew. And so anyway, they were friends, and I was hanging out with Jim a bunch, and they mentioned, like, hey, you know, we're doing Todd, and I know you hang out with Jay. Would you pass on and see if he'd be interested in doing something like this? So it was technically through mutual friends. And,
nice.
Yeah, so.
Okay, cool. How did you feel about coming up to Canada to shoot all that and everything?
It was good. I mean, Winnipeg, you know, it was the trip. I don't like flying in general, but it was always fun. Again, I love Canada. I always had a great time. Like, we shot in this school that we had the run of the place, and I was talking to Alex earlier, because it was fun, because in between takes and stuff, we'd grab the props, and there was, like, rooms in the school that were, like, just, like, dilapidated, is that the word? So we would, like, sit and sword fight and, like, shut the swords in the sheetrock and break things, and I don't know, we had a blast, so it was always a good time. So
nice.
Coming to Canada was fine. Again, the flights I don't enjoy, but
yeah.
When I got here, it was tons of fun.
Awesome.
The animated feature's out now. We just saw the first 13 minutes of it.
And loved it.
You were saying it was your first time seeing the footage as well. What was it like coming back to play Jimmy again?
It was awesome, because not only do I get to play Jimmy, but, you know, his character changed. He, as you saw in the first 13 minutes, he's now the guidance counselor. So I thought when I read the script, it was such an awesome thing to see how much dialogue I had and the change of the character. And again, just doing, and it's such a different vibe doing voiceover for cartoons. It's like harder but easier. It's like you don't have to, you can wake up and not worry about how you look, and you can just go in there in your pajamas.
Yeah.
But also, I'm, you know, I like to move around a lot, and I'm hyper and animated, and then I'd wind up like moving and making sounds and messing up the mic. And
right.
So you got to sort of stand still, but when you're yelling, you might want to raise your hands up
yeah.
I don't know. So there's also a toughness to that. But again, it's fun, and it was great. I'm just, again, I just can't wait till tomorrow. I really want to see the movie. I wish we were doing all this after, because then I could talk more about the movie.
Yeah.
And that we're dying
stuff,
to see it,
so.
Too, actually.
Yeah, big time.
It was such a tease. I almost wish I didn't stay in there to see the first 13 minutes,
yeah.
Because it, like, now I'm like,
you're,
you know,
just,
I've, yeah,
to
yeah, it's almost like you know, getting your yam bags rubbed, and then that person stopping before the you know, the happy ending. They threw you off at that one
a little bit. No, it's okay.
Right.
Now, we also know you're a huge comic book fan.
Yes.
What have you been reading lately, and what are your absolute must-haves, favorites?
You know, I haven't. I have a bunch of books that I've purchased, and I actually haven't even read them, because there's not been a whole lot of time with the. I have a 2-year-old. We're renovating. I've been traveling a ton. I've been almost every weekend. I've been out of town for the past 2 months, and we're renovating our kitchen and our spare bathrooms. When I'm home, I'm like. you know, trying to keep the 2-year-old occupied if she's not, especially they're on school break. So I'm just saying, like, I've been, and I try to read on planes. It's like my downtime because I'm not with the kid, of course, and I'm flying. But I don't. I've trained myself from flying so much, and because I hate it, I've literally trained myself to like put myself to sleep. And so now, even when I want to stay awake, I can't.
Oh no.
So like, I'll start reading a comic, and not because it's boring or bad, but I'll start, like, I'll get through like 2 pages and I'll start falling asleep, and I wake up and it's like we've landed. So I honestly haven't got to, probably in the last, I'd say, year or 8 months, I haven't read any books. I have I wouldn't say that long, actually, because I've read on my phone. I love, they have, again, there's nothing like having the actual print and the smell of a comic book, but I've been reading stuff on my phone, so like if I'm walking to the store, I can sit and read, and I've been reading The Dark Side Wars, which has been pretty awesome. But Justice League is one of my favorite books.
Oh, cool.
Bless you. You know, and then Suicide Squad, the Suicide Squad, Suicide Squad. I just rebirth, all the rebirths of that I've been reading, so.
Cool.
Well, it was very awesome meeting you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
And we're super excited to see Jay and Bob reboot as well.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Hopefully the end of October, November, we start shooting that. So.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.